It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today, 'cause it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
That's right, it's the swallows.
And your fluffy shoes.
'Cause the swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable. The swallows are here. Ba-ba-doo-da-da, the swallows are here.
You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast repeat. With Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Uh-huh.
That's because I want everyone to hear it twice.
That's okay. What are you doing?
That's what I'm sharing.
Sometimes I feel like when I do headphone off, it's like
put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the swallow.
And your fluffy shoes.
'Cause the swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable. The swallows are here. Ba-ba-doo-da-da, the swallows are here.
All right.
Yes. Are here.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
I did the intro twice to give more people a chance to hear it.
Oh, good.
Because I don't think enough people are hearing it.
They don't hear it enough?
No, it's so good.
It is pretty fun.
It's so good.
Happy Thursday. Good morning.
I'm happy to be here with you this morning.
Good.
We're here together.
I'm happy to have you.
Yes, I've got these next couple days off because I'm working
a different job.
A different job and a completely different shift.
Yeah.
So I like slept in till what time? Almost 7.
Nah, 6.
6?
Yeah.
That's good for
you. You're up and out of 6.
That's still pretty good. Well,
guess
happy
what?
Freaking Friday. What?
It's Thursday.
Thursday. Oh,
happy
shit.
Happy Thoughts Thursday. I opened 2 gifts this morning.
You
they
did?
Were my eyes. That's right.
Nice.
'Cause that's how you should feel every day.
Well, I am doing what everyone who's in the room should be doing right now, and I'm sharing it. Sharing this show to social media. So do us a favor and share the show with your people, because people need to get happy.
People need to get happy, baby.
They do. They need to get happy. And we want to be here to help facilitate the happiness that is around us. So
the weather is going to be beautiful today.
Yeah.
You should get outside, enjoy yourself a little bit, even if you just go outside and sit outside for a while.
Exactly. Just soak up some vitamin D, baby.
That's right.
We are like a conduit. You know, we're like an attractant when it comes to happiness.
Yeah.
And so that's why we need to share this podcast with everyone, because there's maybe somebody, people out there that are unhappy and they need a little happy in their life.
In their life.
Twice.
Yeah.
And we're here to give that to them.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna get it on you. Transfer our happy through these microphones, down these cables, into that soundboard, into the computer, down the interweb of life, to get our happiness, sticky, gooey happiness all over you. And later today, that happiness will be flaky.
And it will get on other people.
Exactly. And then you just flake that happiness off of you.
That's right.
Right on to those people around you. Oh, man. Just saying all this out loud is making me happy. What about you?
I'm always happy.
You are always happy. How are you made that way?
I don't know. It's a curse, actually.
But you were just built that way, just perpetually happy.
Yeah,
I guess.
That's
awesome. You'll be one of the first ones the aliens scoop up.
No, yeah, they don't want me.
No, they're going to want the happy ones, because then you happy people will convince the rest of us that it's okay to get on the ship.
It is okay. Come on.
They're fine.
You know what? They got a great spa in there.
Yeah, right.
It's nice.
Although we were watching the Orville because we got it from the library yesterday. And one of the episodes, they were together in a zoo, some alien zoo that was like their home.
Yeah.
And it had the food generator where you could have anything you wanted. But you were just in a zoo, like in a cage. But that might work for you and I.
Right.
Because if I had a generator that would make me whiskey and weed.
Yeah.
And I could get some good TV and stuff. And I had a guitar in there. I didn't have to wear clothes. That's pretty easy living.
Yeah, pretty easy.
You don't got to go to work.
And you're entertaining people.
Totally. I let my hair grow long, you and I.
How could you cut it?
Well, you
can't get out of there.
No, that's true. And they wouldn't give us scissors.
No. We might murder each other in that little box.
No. They would throw us out. They would be like, oh, my God, close the enclosure on the swallows again. They're doing it. They're naked. They're doing it on the glass again. Oh, we're going to have to clean the inside of the glass again.
I'm leaving it this time.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So I think there's a good chance that we would get kicked out of a zoo.
We would.
Yeah.
Well, if it was the right kind of zoo.
No, I don't know.
It would be okay.
I don't know there's a right kind of zoo for us, honey.
That's why we've started our own.
That's right. We started this little zoo. We have now a nice enclosure in the basement.
We do.
That we can, not that we would, but we could keep people prisoner.
Now you can hear out of this basement. You need a much more soundproof basement.
Man.
Because if you walked by the front,
yeah,
you'd hear us.
Oh, yeah, out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't escape out that window.
They got me!
It's like that dungeon window, you know, it used to just have bars on it.
Yeah.
Help me!
Help me!
I'm starving!
It reminds me of, it's Monty Python, and I think it's Search for the Holy Grail when the old guy's in the prison cell.
Yeah.
And they let him go, and he grabs the little birds, and he's like, you're free, my love. And they goes, boom, and falls to the ground. Fly away, little one. Boom, hits the ground. You deserve to be outside.
Bloop. Monty Python, that's a good classic.
Yeah. It's the same guy. It's the same actor in that jail cell that is the one, the Bring Out Your Dead guy.
I'm not dead.
I'm feeling better now.
I think I'm going to go for a walk.
Exactly. It's that guy. The same actor.
Fly, little birdies, fly.
They're just dead birds.
Who is the guy? The guy that's in Monty Python is also in A Fish Called Wanda.
Leech.
Yeah. I don't know. Wasn't that his name in the movie? Anyways, he's super funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's in
They're
a lot
all good.
Of
and
things.
One of them just died recently, one of the creators.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Well, they're old guys.
They're old guys.
I mean, they lived a very successful life and created a pretty nice legacy for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see, who was it that just passed away?
It makes you think about...
John Cleese is the one you're thinking of.
Yeah.
And Terry Jones pays tribute to comedian Monty Python. Yeah, I'll figure it out. One of them just passed away.
Huh. It makes you wonder whatever happened to all those kids in the hall.
I know. I think they're out there doing something. They have to be.
Well, I think the one guy from Kids in the Hall, he is he's an actor now. God, what's his name? What shows is he on? He's got the blonde hair. He's funny. I'm pretty sure he's from Kids in the Hall. He's gay, a gay man. I believe he's gay.
Okay.
Now, in real life. Or he plays that character a lot. But, that's the only person from Kids in the Hall. Because Kids in the Hall would be more of my generation.
Yes. I think they were Canadian.
I am crushing your head!
Yeah, they're Canadian. That's why that show was so polite. That's why they never actually crushed any heads.
Well, they did, but from a distance.
You're thinking of the actor, maybe, Bruce McCullough. Yeah.
Is that the blonde guy?
It's the one that was like the main guy. That was kind of the...
Oh, Jason. Happy chemotherapy.
This guy.
No.
No, that's not the one?
Nope.
That was the funny one, I thought. He was the littler one of the two.
Yeah. Happy chemotherapy, Jason, and you are always gaily happy. I love it.
Are you talking about this gay guy?
Nope.
Not him either.
Not him either.
All right, well, that's Scott Thompson.
He
what
was
about
the
Mark McKinney?
Stutter?
Okay, so it's got to be
John Cleese was the main character in A Fish Called Wanda. Right.
Yeah.
He's still alive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But who's the guy in Kids in the Hall?
It's got to be this guy.
Nope.
Well, there's
maybe he wasn't in Kids in the
Hall. Yeah, there's only one more, and that's this one. The one with the glasses and the little fro.
No.
Not
oh,
that guy
he
either.
Was really funny, though.
He was really
that
funny.
That guy was really
That's
good.
Kevin McDonald. All right, wait a minute. We got David Foley. Oh, this is the one. This is who you're talking about, David Foley.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
Yeah, him.
He should have been at the first of the list. How come he
should have been
end?
At the first. He and
he has the gap in his tweet tees.
Yeah, he that and guy. The curly-haired guy
yeah.
are the funniest ones. Yeah. And I think they're like the only two that you actually see in things now.
David Foley.
You know?
That's the guy. Huh.
You hit refresh.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm going to, just because I want everyone to know, is Classy getting kicked out a lot?
I don't know. We sent an email, Classy.
Yeah.
Couple.
Well, I didn't send it to the help desk, just so you know. I sent it way further up the chain of command.
Yeah.
I found an executive. Don't know if he's going to be real happy that I'm emailing him photographs of his app not working well, but it might get some shit done.
Yeah.
Oh, we cut out even. See?
Oh, maybe that's your refresh made it cut out?
Oh, when I refreshed, maybe that's it. So I sent an email to Podbean, but I did not. I did send one through the help center, you know, the support center. But I also did some research, and I sent one to a top executive. And I don't know if he'll be real happy that he's the one getting a complaint with screenshots.
Yeah, well, from one of his top podcasts.
Yeah, when we just made a top podcast list.
Yeah.
With the amount of followers that we have. They do not suck ass. They are working on getting their app working correctly.
Right, so and that they don't continue to suck ass.
What we are doing as patrons and as partners with Podbean right now is we are helping them make it better.
That's right.
Because if we don't let them know how to make the app better, they're never going to make it better. So they don't want to suck.
No.
I know you're frustrated, Classy Little Cupcake. I'm frustrated.
We're sucking. Frustrated too.
That's why I sent an email. And old man, I suggest you and Rich do the exact same thing. You guys screenshot your live podcast every time someone is having trouble in the room.
And send
and
it off.
And we just send it off to this executive. I've
because
got his email.
The listeners should not have to unfollow and then refollow the app. Or uninstall and then reinstall. Well,
that's the last thing we want.
Dina Joe just said.
Yeah.
That's what they tell her to do.
Yeah, the last thing we want them to do is be unfollowing anything.
What are you...
I'm screenshotting.
Oh, gotcha.
At the same as I'm doing that, I'm taking screenshots. Because I am just going to inundate them with screenshots of the app screwing up.
Right.
And they'll be fine. They'll be like, okay, well, let's get somebody on.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if everyone's doing
and
that.
And if all of us top podcasters like Dreadnought. And these other ones. And Ralph and Glenn.
I don't know any other
names. Couple show. Those guys. If all of us start inundating them with these screenshots and clear evidence of what's happening, then maybe they will get it fixed.
Classy,
they will.
Classy Jason, because he has two phones,
right?
So he took a video of what was happening on his phone. And like he said, he typed it out. And he said, once you hit this line, it just kicks you out of the app. That's what happened. And then that's the video that Jason sent.
You hit 30 characters or whatever it was.
He's
then
like,
you're
there's
out.
A little line. And once you hit that line, it just kicks you out of the app.
Okay. Well, maybe that's a problem. Maybe they need to increase the amount of characters that you can type. But I understand that limit as well. I don't want people typing a book into our chat.
It's hard to read.
Well, it's not hard to read.
No, it's hard to read when you're getting so many. You can't keep up.
And it could be saying something to other people that I don't agree with.
Right.
Because it can be so big. So I understand the restriction of the characters.
Jason is amazing.
There's a way to fix it so it doesn't boot out our listeners.
Right.
Because the last thing that anyone wants, especially Podbean, is for us to lose listeners.
Right.
And us to lose followers.
Right. So we're working on it.
We're working on it. We're like beta testing. We're going to make this, we're going to blow this app up. That's my personal goal.
Make it so popular.
This podcast will blow up this app and make it the premier podcasting app. And we're all going to do it together. So let's just hold on. Let's just stick it out.
Well, we have some exciting news.
Yep. That was just enough of that housekeeping.
You're going to do the Shamrock Stampede.
You know I am. That's right. The Shamrock Stampede.
When is that? March 21st.
That sounds good.
It's a Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's going to be nice, too, I bet.
Hey, I brought a calendar home.
Where'd
We're
you
down
put it?
Here. It's in the car.
What's up, McWhiskey? We got Jason. See, can I start a swallow team?
Yes.
Excuse me. Yes, and I'm going to tell you how to do that because here's what's happening. We are going to be involved. We're going to be participating in, and I will be singing the national anthem on March the 21st in Castle Rock at the Shamrock Stampede. It's going to be super freaking fun. I want to bring up the website. I found out when I spoke to the organizers yesterday or the day before that I had misquoted the name of the band that's going to be there.
Oh.
Because I said it was going to be Van Hoolen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It's not just Van Hoolen. It's Van Kroolen.
Van
Kroolen. No
Kroolen.
D. Van Kroolen. So it's going to be like a Van Halen Motley Crue. And I don't know if they'll do Who songs, because that's what I figured is it was a Van Halen Who band.
Yeah.
Van Hoolen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Little pinball
okay.
wizard
yeah,
and
okay.
a little
yeah.
Hot for Teacher. But now I'm thinking it's going to be a little Hot for Teacher and a little, you know, like Home Sweet Home or a little Kickstart My Heart and a little, you know, did I say Hot for Teacher yet?
Yeah.
Panama.
Panama.
So I'm kind of
all
excited.
Right, we'll see.
I'm excited about the band. But it is Saturday, March 21st at the Douglas County Events Center in Castle Rock, Colorado. You can still go and register. If you register now, I think it goes up $5 on March 1st.
Mm.
But I'm about to give everybody a code that you can use.
Did we get it?
Yeah, I got it right here. And you're going to get 10% off of an adult registration if you use all caps Shamrock Run. Shamrock Run.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll put that
how
in the notes. Will you spell it like Shamrock? Shamrock Run. Shamrock Run.
All caps.
All caps. And then if you would like to go and start a team or whatever you want to do on your own, that would be kick ass.
Yeah.
You just
that'd
go
be so
to
great.
ShamrockStampede.com. It's ShamrockStampede.com. This is an event to help veterans to help.
Go back down.
Okay.
It says benefits proceed to Colorado Fallen Hero Foundation.
Yep.
That's good.
And
the Shelter Foundation,
there
Victory
we go.
For Veterans, right?
Right.
Increase awareness, raising funds of organizations that help our veterans, first responders, and others break free from PTSD and mental illness.
Which is awesome.
You know what? Mental illness, that's a big deal.
It is. And
I mean, it shouldn't be called mental illness. It should be called mental health.
Mental health.
Yeah. Because
yeah.
it's not an illness.
No.
It's just something that you have to fix.
Yeah.
Because
like,
in that case, we're all mentally ill.
Well, it's like tennis elbow in your brain.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a tennis brain.
Everybody has something wrong with them.
Yeah.
And so it should be called mental wellness because
mental
we all
wellness.
Need some help.
We all could use a little more mental wellness.
Absolutely.
So this is great. And if you're a vet, thank you for your service. Go to the website, shamrockstampede.com, and look at some of the pictures. I mean, this looks like a really good time. Look at that band.
It does look
awesome.
Like it's going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast. So I hope to see you there. Don't forget, use the 10% off code, which is the Shamrock Run. Shamrock Run, all caps.
Yeah.
Shamrock Run.
Yeah, and Dina Joe, that's great. Set up a team. People can join it. They can join the swallow team. Be a swallower.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yep.
We'll be there. We'll all do it together.
We're all
doing
be
it.
There.
We're doing it. So we're doing the run, walk, walk, run.
Yep.
Maybe we'll all skip. Who knows? Right? And
wow.
I'm sorry, Classy. Your dad had PTSD and he was a vet.
Look at the bottom of the middle of the email there. I didn't scroll down far enough. So if Dina Joe wants to head it up. And be a part and start a team.
Oh.
How about we give her a free one?
Okay.
All right. Dina Joe, I've got a code for a free entry, and I'm going to send it to you through text. I'm not going to say it here. And then you go in and start a team, and then people can join in. That's very cool of them to give us that free one.
Yeah.
Everyone else, 10% discount, Shamrock Run. This is going to be great.
Tiff
March
says,
21st.
Hey, Sean.
What's up, Tiff? Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, awesome.
And it's going to be killer. It's going to be a lot
of fun.
It's
going to be great.
I don't know when the last time was we did a walk or a run or anything.
It's always MS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's cool about this?
I do want to like try the turkey trot and stuff. Yeah,
you guys should come do it. It's not a lot. It's not a hard. It's not a run.
Jason, Mike, no, you don't have to run. You can walk.
Yeah, it's...
And you can still dress in green. Your shamrock fun.
Oh, that's the whole thing. It's like, go through and look at some of the pictures. Everyone's dressed up, like, kooky dressed up. The week before is the parade downtown.
Right.
But why go down there when we can just go to Castle Rock? It's a 3.3K. You got this, Jason.
Yeah.
You can do that easy peasy, easy peasy.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been to the Elks Lodge in a long time. We just have been real busy and have not gone back there.
Well.
For many of reasons, but we're just going to leave it there.
You drink too much there.
And it's easy to drink too much there. Anyways, there is a 3.3, a Lucky 7 family fun run, walk, stroll.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, come on.
You got multiple levels to choose from.
Could push you in a wheelbarrow.
Oh, you know it. Well, wheelbarrow is a little much because that's a balance. I'd hate to dump him. I dumped myself out of a wheelbarrow once, and that was not fun. So it's going to be good.
Were you pushing yourself in the wheelbarrow?
No, I was standing in the wheelbarrow. I was like 10. I was like surfing it up.
Josie says her app is skipping.
I'm the king of the world. And then I fell down and broke my collarbone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was really a sad day. Go to Target.
Oh, under Target? $5. All kinds of shamrock stuff.
Oh, very cool. Thank you.
I love that. Dina Jo says her app is skipping, too.
I don't know. Skipping.
Maybe it's lagging. I don't know. It's going to get together. It's going to get better.
It's going to get better.
Yep.
I'm taking a screenshot right now.
Dollar Tree has socks. Oh, that's good.
What?
I got some knee-high rainbow socks, leprechauns. And I got a pot of gold hat.
I got a pot of gold.
We got a lot of crap.
I have two complete outfits that someone has made me with pants, shorts, coat. I made my own leather hat. I got it all.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got great. 4 pair of Patty's panties.
Ooh, Patty socks.
Patty socks. Sorry.
I guess you could wear St. Patrick's Day panties.
I've got
a little short skirt.
Yeah, woo! A little shamrock.
On your butt, it just says, kiss my luck of the Irish.
Little shamcocks on them.
Lick my Irish luck.
And if you're not a part of the Swallow Nation, you should be, because a member, Allie, Allie Gator, you know her here in the room, just posted quite funny new sports equipment.
Oh, my God.
Accessory.
I just
hilarious.
Woke up to that this morning. It made me laugh so hard.
It's quite funny.
And when
funny.
I watched the video in Swallow Nation,
I
thought, these people get me.
They get
they
you.
They really get me.
Yep. Dina Jo says the same thing. This is why we have our own place to hold these things.
These things in there. And now, warning right now. It is highly inappropriate.
It's crude.
90% of the time in Swallow Nation.
Listen, someone that we actually approved to join our group, they intentionally joined our group, reported us.
Reported, yeah.
Like, you don't know us.
It was the one of the humping the windmill.
Yeah. What are those things? Wind mobile or whatever.
It was a spinner.
Yeah.
It was a windmill.
Yep. Someone reported us inside our group.
That's funny.
I didn't chastise her.
No.
I didn't even kick her out.
No.
I thought about it, but
it
don't matter. She needs to be exposed to these
things.
Well,
listen, it's your choice to come and go, right?
Exactly.
The only way you get kicked out of the group is if you're rude to someone in the group or you're nasty, because we're not mean or nasty at all.
We're not.
Are we highly inappropriate? Yes, we are, and it's funny.
Yep.
So,
listen, Allie, we are the disclosure. I mean, there shouldn't.
Did you say disclosure?
Yeah. We don't need to be putting out like a warning. You might be offended by some shit in our personal group.
Yeah.
No, don't you? If
have you,
you know
listened
us,
to the show?
Yeah, you know, Google us?
Have you hung out with us?
Exactly.
Talk to us for 5 minutes.
So no disclosures coming in. If anything, it's more dick exposures.
Yeah.
If anything.
Right. That's so funny. But it is pretty funny. It's a place where you can be yourself.
Well, the only person we have to worry about offending is Facebook itself.
Right. And
we haven't
gotten kicked out of there yet.
As long as Facebook does not stop any of our content, then we're fine.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I feel like it's like It's uplifting stuff in there and inappropriate. Yeah. And some of the inappropriate stuff lifts you up.
Explicit listed is enough.
Yep. Yeah.
We have, 12, 15 baby dolls up there. I might go upstairs and do a breastfeeding video and put it on our page.
Oh, my God. No.
In protest.
Please don't. Unless we get a Teddy Rupskin, because then his mouth opens
more
and closes.
More breastfeeding videos. Okay, he actually looks like he's doing it.
That's right.
Let's be friends.
That's funny. I think it's
that
great.
That is exactly right.
But if anyone does find one of those humping windmills, you pick it up, send it to us.
Oh, no doubt. That thing is hilarious.
Go look in Swallow Nation.
Or if you are...
join the club.
Crafty enough to make one.
Right.
We should be selling those.
Right. Put our little logo right on there.
You know how many things we could brand? That sports equipment? The sports penis?
It's a sports dildo.
Yeah, the sports dildo. Just right down the side. Everything Swallow Podcast. Maybe around the base.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, sure.
And the grip. And the hand grip.
If you own a print shop.
You can see it.
Let's print some shit.
Let's partner up. That's great.
Jason posted the windmill, and it is awesome, Jason. Yeah. What little country store can we get that in the middle of Kansas from?
Right.
Yeah, me and my cousin Marvin, we make these in the shit. It was his idea because he caught a glimpse of us in the mirror.
That's great. Oh, you didn't have to go there. That is so funny.
Cousin humping.
Listen, we don't need to hear about your cousin humping. Oh. Well, I mean, unless you feel comfortable sharing it.
Well, yeah.
But come on.
All right. We will go back to that.
That's funny.
Wait, I gotta do something. I wanna reset. Come on, phone! You know, sometimes the buttons on my phone don't work.
Oh, really?
Is that weird?
No.
Maybe it's this cracked thing I've got going on.
Maybe it's your crack hole.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today, cause it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Woo!
Man, that's good.
It is good.
Just have that in your head all day long. That it is Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Yeah, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Let's all be happy.
All right.
Let's be joyful.
Enough with dildos and cock talk.
Oh.
Let's move on.
Wah, wah.
Let's move on to boobs.
Let's move on to boobs.
Let's get this thing out of the gutter and talk about the titties.
Well, let's see. I love it.
All right. Did you see this week that the debate has finally been settled? The misunderstanding has been made clear. Is it a GIF or is it a JIF? Did you see this?
No.
You didn't. I didn't think you saw this. So Jiffy peanut butter is done with people mispronouncing the GIF.
But Jiffy isn't even spelt the same.
I understand. But what Jiffy did is they put out a label on a peanut butter jar that said, in their tweet, that said, it's Jiffy, a wholesome peanut butter snack, not a hilarious moving photo.
They're and spelled then next two to it, completely different
I know,
ways.
But the whole thing is that the GIF, it's a hard G, like mm-hmm. Google, mm-hmm. like gonad,
mm-hmm.
like grab it. You know what I mean?
Now you're searching.
I was searching.
Oh, my God.
Whereas Jif is a J sound, like Jiffy peanut butter. It's beautiful branding because now when you say GIF, you're going to want to eat some peanut butter. I want some peanut butter right now.
I freaking love Josie. I love it. Oh, for fuck's sake. Peanut butter became snowflakes.
Snowflakes. No, listen, they're trying to capitalize on a worldwide phenomena because a GIF is global, right?
Yeah.
And if there was a way that you could brand your product with something that was in people's global mind, globally in their mind, every day, all day. GIF, GIF. Is it GIF? Is it GIF? Is it GIF? Is it GIF? We're always going to think of Jiffy peanut butter now.
Yeah.
So it's brilliant. I think it's freaking brilliant. Now, I'm actually going to start calling it GIF. I've been calling it a GIF.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Now it's GIF.
No, they have turned me.
Oh.
To the dark side.
To the dark side.
Well, the GIF side.
Right.
I'm on the GIF side.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it's great.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
I think it is hilarious that we had to have a big debate about it. And yes. Hey, by the way, Ralph, thank you very much for your gift. That was very nice of you. Everyone else is more than welcome to also send gifts, just as Ralph did. That would be very kind of you as well. And we will send you some GIFs. Hilarious.
Some GIFs.
Very funny GIFs.
Very funny GIFs.
Yeah. I'm falling in love with GIFs. I'm like
GIFs. Stop.
It's not.
Because all I think about is peanut butter.
Yes, it's working.
Because it's not work. A GIF. It's a GIF.
I should be a peanut butter salesman.
Oh my God.
Oh man, the things I've done with peanut butter. I am into the GIFs now. So I like responding with them. I like commenting on Facebook. Like, always look on the GIF side of life.
Listen. Here's something for today.
Tell me about it.
If you want to, you can find a million reasons to hate life and be angry at the world.
Oh.
Or, if you want to, you can find a million reasons to love life and be happy.
That's...
Choose wisely, people.
Huh.
Choose wisely. So you know what? It's a GIF.
That is exactly right. It is a GIF.
I love it.
Do you ever like label things completely different all the time because you're stoned?
Like what?
I don't know, like songs. Like you label some songs SNG for song, and
no.
Then you label some of them SG, and
no.
Then you label some BD for bed.
No.
And then you label some PC for podcast.
I don't have any of those on my phone.
Well, see, I do, and it is really not helpful. So if I had anything to say to stoned Sean, it would be stop doing that.
Yeah, pick one thing.
Yeah, pick. Don't or do
just,
anything.
Just
put
the name.
Just put the name. Why you gotta have a
right?
thing and an underscore?
Good, classy. Get happy. I don't know. I do feel
song.
Like there was a little something in the air this morning. Waking up, like it was kind of like a ugh.
There's a funk in the air, I think,
day,
as well.
You know, where it's just kind of like ugh.
Ugh.
You know?
Yeah. And that's unfortunate, but that's okay. We can get it off because we are able to, we have Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Yeah. Get it off of you.
Yep.
Shake it off. Get in the shower.
Oh,
and when you're done showering, you just rub your hands down each of your limbs and shake them to the floor.
Shake them off.
And it just gets that yuckiness right off you.
Get them off.
Clean your aura because it picks up shit from other people all
it
day.
It does. Long. It's spongy. Auras and emotion and stuff like that are sponges.
They are sponges.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know
what? What are you looking for?
I'm looking for my
song.
You
always get distracted.
I do.
You know, I don't understand why. You get so distracted.
It frustrates me because I don't remember things about what I've done with things.
You've labeled
And I
them.
Label shit, and then I don't know what the hell I labeled it. And so I'm looking for always look on the bright side of life. I know I have
you
it.
You always lose
I
that song.
Save it. I saved it. I have this. I have that. I have that. I have it's under PC. Gosh, what a toner.
Just take that off.
Well, now I'll be able to find it in my phone.
Whatever. You
listen, I have this very
job.
I have a very complicated process of moving things from the computer over to my phone,
right.
Which is what I use to play all this music. All right. It's very complicated. I make drafts in the email, and then after I close that draft, and then I go to the email on my phone. And
you don't need to.
I'm not explaining it to you, honey.
You don't need to explain it to the world. They don't care.
Well, maybe they do.
No, they don't.
Well, you know what? It works.
Classy's favorite little nephew is in town. I almost called him a classy little favorite cupcake nephew.
Other things just make you swear and curse.
There we go.
So when you're this? Chewing on last gristle, don't grumble.
Now,
give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best.
Here we go, folks.
And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing.
That's right.
When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Come on. Always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your sin, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of life.
It's death. Ugh.
We could be dead.
That's true.
Before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep on laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you.
On the bright side of life.
I love it. Mr. T is in here.
Mr. T,
I pity the fool.
I pity the fool that don't listen to this podcast. I love it. Hi, Mr. T.
I do too.
I love your work. Your entire body of work.
I love it. That's right. Good morning, Swallow Nation.
Good morning, Swallow Nation, and welcome to Happy Thoughts Thursday. We are happy to have you here because we are excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm Shayna.
I am Sean Swallow. And today,
it's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Today, because it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Woo! Happy Thoughts Thursday. Keep your mind full of happy thoughts, even if you don't feel like it. Right?
That's right.
Because sometimes it's not about how we feel.
Never.
It's how we think. You can think your way out of a bad mood.
Yeah.
Or you can think your way into one.
Yeah.
So you choose.
I feel like you just take everything I say and say it again.
I do. You think I make up this brilliant shit on my own? No. It's all stuff I have stolen from you in the past 20 years. Because
I am brilliant.
Yeah. You are the happy one in this relationship. I am the grumpy one that likes to get his way.
Yes. That's
you know?
True.
So anything I say that's uplifting and positive, it came from Shayna, you assholes. Because no one has brought me a gift in weeks.
Just me. I'm running out of gifts. But you can send him a GIF.
Oh my gosh. It looks like Habib's in the house too. So feel free to send me a gift. That's why that gift that Ralph gave me this morning.
Made you so happy?
Oh my God. It
Get y'all giddy?
It's like, wow, they really do like me. They really do.
How do you know that gift wasn't for me?
Oh, shit.
You're not the only one here, you know.
Crap.
There's two of us in this room.
But I like to make it all about me.
That's right. I
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah. You got the Bloody Mary fixin'.
Got the Bloody Mary fixin'.
Good.
Yeah. That's good. Great. We're going to have some caramelized bacon, I feel like.
Yeah, candy bacon, and Marlon's making lamb.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm making
I don't know what to make.
Lamb chops.
I thought about making like a spinach artichoke dip.
I was going to get octopus. Let's make something muscly.
No.
Yeah, like a tongue. Let's do cow tongue.
Ew.
Come on, let's do something out of let's make candles out of ours.
No.
I don't know. I'm just thinking of something weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you keep thinking. She's cooking dessert on Saturday. Man. What kind of dessert?
A lot of people are talking up the yogurt.
Oh, God. That's the only thing that's been on that stupid Instapot page has been yogurt. Everyone in town is making yogurt. It's a
I'm
phenomenon.
I'm not a yogurt fan.
Yeah,
steak. What about steak inside the Instapot? Sounds good. So the whole theme of our party, Ralph, is an Instapot party. So we're having...
Oh, thinking berry cobbler.
We're having about 10 couples over, and they're each going to bring an Instapot, I think. So we'll at least have 8 or 10 Instapots here. And they're going to each make their own dish. It sounds like Classy is making some sort of berry cobbler. Last time we had this party, Classy made gyros.
Oh, my God. They were so good.
And her gyro recipe, the meat, was freaking phenomenal. And so you would fit right in, Ralph. You should come to an Instapot party and make your favorite Instapot meal. So far, the best thing I have made myself out of it was the spaghetti.
Oh, really? I really liked the macaroni and cheese.
But we made that a couple times. I might do spaghetti and meatballs Saturday. Because I like that lentils.
See, lentils. Yeah,
we've done the lentils.
That.
No, we did the white beans.
The white beans. We need to try the lentils.
Alligator gave us a honey-baked ham.
Yeah, bone.
Bone and a thing. That was our Christmas gift. See, she brought a part of a living animal over as a gift.
Well, he was dead.
Well, I mean, it was
and
once.
He was honeyed.
Yes, he was honeyed. And it was sweet. Yeah.
Yogurt and cheesecake. I would try a cheesecake, but I got the little one.
That sounds like a poop machine for me.
Cheesecake?
That sounds like a lactose intolerant nightmare. A yogurt and cheesecake.
No, yogurt and cheesecake flooded the page. That's what she's saying on the Facebook Instapot page.
Say.
That's all everyone's been talking about is yogurt and cheesecake.
I was going to say, that would be one lactose.
The cheesecake
bowl.
I would try.
Doesn't it take like overnight?
No, the yogurt does.
Excuse me. Whoa. Interesting. Well, I don't know. What are you thinking?
I told you, I think we'll do an appetizer and go with like an artichoke dip.
I am going to do spaghetti.
You know, people thought I was crazy when I did this first Instapot party.
You're right, and nobody got it. No one.
And now everyone is like so excited.
Because
it could be a side. It doesn't have to be a main dish. It can be anything you want to make for the party. It can be something simple. Like, that's why I did mac and cheese, because it only took like 10 minutes to make
it. Exactly.
Other people, like Marlon, made oxtails last time, and that took like 2 hours.
And that wasn't for me.
Well, whatever. And then, Danielle made the best cheese broccoli soup.
Oh, yeah.
And Classy made the gyros.
Skip made chili.
Skip made chili. Burn your face off chili.
And
poor
someone
guy.
Someone else was here.
He didn't mean that to happen.
Someone else made another one. Was that it? I thought there was a fifth one. We made
there
that.
Was. Anyway. There was Marlon. There was Danielle. There was Classy. Skip was at the table, and we were in the kitchen.
Yeah.
3, 4, 5.
Yeah. Okay. It was good. So this time it's going to be a great one. Yeah. Mr. T is getting hungry. And then I'm sure, Dreadnought's going to start, or maybe they already have, and they're going to be talking about food, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. You could do the pulled pork. That's always good. Or always good.
I'm telling you, I'm
but
doing
that's why I thought the artichoke dip. I just saw a recipe for artichoke dip.
Okay.
I bet you could make rice pudding in there.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, because you can do overnight oats, right? There's a recipe for the overnight oats, and that's basically rice pudding when you're done.
Yeah. Right? It's funny that both our ringtones are
still
Christmas.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's a bit embarrassing.
Is it?
Yeah, no, because it's the right song. You know, everyone loves the song. Because Christmas Vacation, you know, that was written by Lindsey Buckingham,
uh-huh.
Who's a guitar player, former member of Fleetwood Mac.
Right.
And you can, once you know that, you hear the riffs and stuff in that song. The guitar riffs, you can just tell. That's a Lindsey Buckingham. That's a Fleetwood Mac song. Right. It's not just a Christmas song.
Right.
So that's how I justify
it. I'm not judging you. I love that song.
Yeah.
That I watched that movie in the summer.
I know you do.
Christmas Vacation.
I know you do.
I love those movies.
Art, can we talk
about something?
I love those
movies from the 80s. Yeah.
We got trouble. We need to be aware of.
What?
Okay, there's a lot of things going on.
What's
We've got a new moon that's flying around our planet that's been there for several years. We didn't even know about it.
Right.
It's only about 8 foot.
Right.
But it is a little moon that's been flying around. And we've got aliens, people. We've got aliens flying around up there.
There's proof.
Above our heads. And NASA just nonchalantly puts out this video. About, hey guys, what's up? It's Tuesday afternoon, and we got this video of this spacecraft.
Check out this.
Yeah, and so there, for 20 minutes, the International Space Station was flanked by a bus, a city bus-sized, cone-shaped object, craft. Some people want to call it craft. Just call it a craft. But it was an object that was there flanking the International Space Station.
Yeah, it was very stealth. I think it was more like a stingray shape.
Okay.
Right?
Right, yeah. That kind of an arrow.
Like
triangular kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it flanked the space station, kept pace with it as it was in orbit, flew in, stopped.
I feel like it stopped, right? It slowed down. It was like, what the hell is orbit. This space junk?
Yep. And then it took off straight up.
Oh, great, humans. There goes the atmosphere.
Exactly. No wonder this planet stinks. I'm out of here. And then this crap, what? Big Rich is in the house. Hey, buddy, there's aliens, man. You should be listening to this. The aliens are here. This craft then took straight off.
Yeah.
Went straight up vertically into a green light and was gone.
The crazy thing I thought about the video was that you could see like how you can see that wobbly air over the fire. When it gets hot, you know
right.
what I mean?
Or the hotter. Heat wave.
Yeah. It like left a heat trail from its acceleration.
And
you could see it in the air, in the space.
Right.
Which is weird.
And it had a green tint to it.
Yeah.
And NASA says this was just footage caught on a live feed camera outside
the space station.
Just someone spotted it.
We should share that video.
We will. We'll put it in Swallow Nation in just a minute. But at some point, as these videos come out more and more, these little snippets of stuff come out, there's more footage and more evidence of aliens and UFOs than there is of Bigfoot. See you later, Big Rich. We'll be out later. We'll be in there. And we won't. But there's more evidence that there are UFOs. There's evidence of aliens more than there is for Bigfoot. But yet there's people that just will live and die for Bigfoot.
Right.
It's become more like acceptable.
Right.
Whereas it's like, oh, there's no way there's aliens. Well, what would be the worst thing if there was?
Right.
You know, other than that whole total domination and, you know.
I swear that some of the models I work with are grays.
Yeah.
What are they, tall grays? They're tall, little, really skinny ones with the big heads.
That's the grays.
Yeah.
Like Close Encounters of the Third Kind one?
Yeah. I swear some of my models
are. That's the Spielberg alien. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess it would blow up everyone's beliefs and conception of life on Earth as far as God and
creation
and all that.
You know what it would do? It would show people how small-minded they are and how little of their brain they're using.
It's a crazy video.
Because it's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible.
It is.
It's totally, totally possible. But,
let me see.
So, that's it?
I'll find
That's all you got?
That's it. I got no follow-up.
You don't need to find it.
I'll find it when I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't have a follow-up, Shana. It flew away.
I know.
It flew away.
And
I don't know if it's come back or not. What about those guys that watch those feeds? You know you can watch them?
Yeah.
They're a live feed. You can go to NASA and click on those cameras and just sit at your computer, eat Cheetos, and watch that live feed.
I definitely believe we're not the only thing in this world.
Well, that would be ridiculous.
You know? I mean, it's just too much. Like, it's too big for your brain to even wrap around, for your mind to even fathom. So it's like, how can you limit it at that point?
Exactly.
You know? I mean, then you're just limiting yourself, your own experiences.
Right. We're making us even smaller.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
When we are huge.
We're huge.
We're huge.
Yeah.
I mean, but the whole idea that this is even a thing, that we're living here on this floating flat disc or orb,
right,
or ball, whatever you decide to believe. But our solar system is so small and really young.
Right.
You know, like we were supposed to, now they're saying that a star was going to go supernova.
Right, and now
it's
not.
In the next week or two, which meant that a star in our solar system was going to blow up with such a brightness and intensity that we would be able to see it during the day and night for a 24-hour period, and it would be about the size of a full moon in our sky.
Yeah, that'd have been neat.
That's a burning thing out
there.
In space.
Yep.
That is nuts. Now they're saying that they were maybe premature and thinking that it was going to go supernova, but do they really have any clue?
No.
They don't know.
No, they have no idea.
And so to imagine that God, our God, only made this one little tiny thing with life in it in the vastness of space.
Yeah, no way.
It's not.
Yeah.
That's like our solar system is one piece of grain of salt inside of an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Yeah.
And why would that one grain of salt be the only thing that would have life on it?
And how is that Olympic-sized swimming pool not yet inside something else?
Yeah, totally.
Right?
The
like Chinese nesting dolls.
Or just inside that marble around that cat's neck.
Right.
Inside of a locker.
Yeah.
This whole universe we're living in could be inside the locker in a bus station.
Right. You have no idea.
We don't know.
Nope.
We are big, but we're so small.
Interesting.
We're insignificant.
What else you got?
Man, do we need any more? Holy shit. Let's just sit on that for a second.
Orion's belt. That's Woo, right.
That's some deep shit. And you're like, okay, what's next? We're inside a locker. What else you got? Well, there's an $80,000 bag of Oreos out there. You want to talk about those?
What?
Yeah, so there's this clothing company in New York City called Supreme.
Right.
Have you heard of them?
No.
Well, I looked up their website, and it's not for us.
Right.
It just says Supreme on it,
right,
and stuff.
That's,
you know, it's just their branding.
That's funny when they call that a clothing line.
Well, it's very...
It's just a t-shirt with their name printed on it.
Yeah, and lots of funny, weird, different, goofy prints and stuff like that. And I guess it's a very, very well-known and successful clothing line.
Sure.
So they did a mashup with Oreo cookies and did a signature Supreme Oreo cookies that were red. And they didn't make
Ew.
Very many of them, right? It was a limited run.
Yeah,
and they
disgusting.
Sold for $8, $8 a bag.
That gives you red poop.
Yes. Yes, it does. Just drink a bunch of red wine. Tell me I'm wrong. And so they sold for $8. And, of course, they were snatched up like that. And now they're on eBay for anywhere from, like, $46,000 to $88,000 for a package.
Okay, so this just tells you that people have too much money on their hands.
I agree.
To do just absolutely ridiculous
sold.
Things with.
But the idea that you can even
ask that,
for that means that there's a possibility
someone out there will do it.
Someone just bought that parking space for $126,000.
Yeah,
you know what
give
I mean?
Me a break. Donate it to charity.
Well, where will I park?
Give it to someone good. Take a fucking Lyft. You know, if you have that much money, you shouldn't need to park.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. I just think it is insane what people choose to frivolously spend their money on.
Yeah. It's a waste of a lot of resources in this country on a lot of stupid shit like $88,000 Oreos.
Yeah, that are red.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how much red dye number 5 is in there?
Yeah.
That is not good for you people.
Or those little three-wheel cars that those guys with the mullets are driving now.
Three-wheel cars?
Yeah, you know, those little race cars, those little spider things. There's
more those
and
are
more.
Funny.
The one wheel in the back and the
I
two
really
in the
I really love
front.
Them because when you see them coming, you already know what that driver looks
oh,
like.
Oh, yeah, you do. Exactly. He's going to have like a piece of leather around his bicep.
Usually spiky hair.
Spiky hair, yeah. Or he's in complete golf outfit.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, you know the guy.
Ah, that's funny.
That's the guy who's buying the $80,000 Oreos for him and his pal.
Don't eat them.
Don't eat them.
Don't eat them. You know what's going to happen when you do eat them? And you chew it up, it's going to be like those little tablets the dentist used to give you.
Oh,
and you're
going
to be able to see exactly how well you brushed.
You'll see all your plaque all the way around your teeth. Hey, nice car. You should brush your teeth.
I I'm just kidding. I don't know if they'll do that, but I did make red velvet cakes for a while. And
I would think they would.
There's a lot of red dye in there.
Yes, there is. Yes,
that's there funny. Is.
All right. Well, that's all I have. Do you want to talk about love?
Yeah.
What do you now? You want to do some happy thoughts?
Sure.
What do you got?
I don't know. I wasn't prepared. You just threw me in there.
I'm glad I don't have a Fitbit. Because remember, I always wanted a Fitbit.
Yeah. Oh, I saw something about a Fitbit.
Yeah, you did, because the 10,000 steps thing.
It's a bunch of BS.
It's a bunch of BS. It has no scientific backing. The 10,000 steps are the steps you need for a healthy day's worth of activity.
No, you need large muscle movement.
Yeah, and about 7,500 steps.
Yeah.
So you're doing all these extra 2,000 steps for no reason. That's a bunch of bullshit. I'd have been pissed. I'd have been pissed if I was like, every day, no, I got to get out and get my 10,000 steps. No, no.
What about those people that just shake their arm?
Yeah, well, they
twist their arm to get their Fitbit steps.
They're saying, aha. Do you know why they say 10,000? Why that was the number that it got picked is because in 1976, a Japanese fitness watch company came out.
Oh.
And the Japanese characters for 10,000, when they draw it out in their weird characters, looks like a person running.
Oh, funny.
And so they chose that number.
That's ridiculous.
Because it had that character, and they could put it on the watch, on their fitness watch. 67.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's all about marketing.
Nothing's new.
Nothing's real.
Nothing is new.
Nothing is real.
No.
No.
Nope.
That's so funny.
So.
It's all made up.
If it says you can only have 600 calories a day, that's bullshit. You can have 2,000.
Yeah.
Because they don't know.
No.
That nobody knows. They said that. They said 800 calories a day is healthy because someone said that in the 30s, and they were like, eh, seemed to work. Whatever. They don't know. I heard the cholesterol levels that are here in America, the range of healthy cholesterol is like 60 points off from in England and Ireland and over there.
Yeah, I'm sure
it's
about
like, what
that.
The hell?
Yeah.
And they're healthy. And they're
we make up our own rules.
We do.
We just make up what makes us happy.
We're all driving on the right side of the road. We shouldn't be doing that. You know why we drive on the right side of the road?
Why?
Because Henry Ford visited London and saw they all drove on the left. So when he came back and built his cars, he's like, eh, fuck you. We're driving on the right.
Whatever.
Look it up. Google that shit.
Whatever.
Google it. Henry Ford was the first one to build cars and put motor transportation on our roadways, right? So it makes sense that that would dictate on which side of the road
we
that
need
we
a
moved.
Fact checker.
All right. Well, check this out. I'm the official fact checker. I'm telling you, it's a true story. He also let people choose what color they would like to order their cars in.
Well, yeah.
As long as it was black. Only. True story. Look it up.
I don't know where you've come up with this
Stupid,
little tidbit of knowledge.
Stupid things I read in the boys' home.
Oh.
Yeah. I was way into cars.
Thought you were going to say the onion.
No, not in the onion. Not in the onion. I was super into cars when I was away at the boys' home. And so I read a lot about cars and manuals and stuff.
I love it. Classy says she has a movement every day and she uses muscles. Does that count?
Yes.
Anus Kegels do count.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I'm doing them right now. Men should do that.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah, so that way when you're in your 70s and you sneeze, you don't
get a surprise.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Not a good one.
Not a good one.
Yeah, that's when I'll start getting gifts finally. Huh?
Surprises?
Yeah, it's
oh.
That went dark.
Whatever. Right. That went somewhere.
Anyways, look up the Henry Ford stuff. It's all real. It's all true.
It's all real.
It's all true. It was Henry Ford made us right down the right. Why don't we have the metric system? Why we got to have the standard system that we have?
John says it's not true about black being the only color.
John, don't know.
How do you know?
Because the Model A was only available in black. It was only available in black.
Just the Model A.
Well, I didn't say that I knew about every model. I'm just talking about the Model A was all only available in black. I'm sorry. I'm tapping.
Yeah.
Google, what color? I'm going to do it. John, nope, you're wrong.
I love it.
Hey. I never said that I was factual on this show.
You just said.
Well, I wasn't expecting people to Google shit.
And why not? You Google everything.
Well, not
You do.
Here we go.
You do.
Here we go. 1929. Oh, shit. They had gray. Maybe
shit.
I did read that in The Onion.
Uh-huh.
All right, but that right side of the road thing is right. Yeah, see, the right side of the road thing. Yeah, here it is. Look. My teen, the Ford paint body chart, color chart, black, dark black, green. Well, crap. Thanks, John. Thanks for coming to the show. I appreciate you popping in.
I think it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. See, he says I'm right about the other thing, though.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure that I'm right. I read all of these facts out of the same book. So now I'm starting to wonder if Henry Ford even made a car.
Right.
If he ever even went to England.
Right. It's just making it all up. It's all made up now.
Oh, shoot.
I think
well,
that's great.
No, it's. I think that you would think that was great. Who is this, John?
I love it.
Oh, well, are you looking it up to try and back me up here? What are you looking at?
No, I'm not.
What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Well.
It's cracking me up.
I'm glad. I am glad. I'm not letting John bring me down. It's happy thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today.
Love it.
It's happy thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy thoughts Thursday. It's happy thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today, cause it's happy thoughts Thursday.
Woo!
And you know what? You don't always have to be right to be happy.
No.
If I've learned anything in this world, sometimes it's better to
right.
not be right. I actually appreciate John.
That's right.
Because now I don't have to tell anyone any mistruths about Henry Ford any longer.
Oh.
Wow. Wasn't expecting that to go down so far.
That's funny.
I figured that people would be like, wow, that guy knows a lot about Henry Ford.
I'm telling you, we need to get some drunk history going on here.
Yeah, we need a history buff.
We need a history buff that knows things
yes.
for reals.
Yeah. Well, yeah, not like me.
Not like you, not like me.
Not like the from the book that I just read all those incorrect facts from. Damn, I really thought that.
Really?
Oh, you can order any color you want as long as it's black.
Huh. Thing. Well,
I mean, I really thought I've told a lot of people that.
Well, you're going to stop now.
Am I?
No.
Nah, I'm going to keep telling them.
Why stop now? It's been years and years.
Yep.
There's no looking back now.
Oh, boy.
That's great. Well, what are you going to do the rest of the day?
Yeah, what's going on? I can do drunk non-history.
Yeah, me too. That's what we
That's
do
what,
every day.
I just did that, Josie. I'm already, you got to dump new niche. I got that one. That one's mine.
I love it. This is going to be a good Thursday. Can you believe that we're almost at the end of February?
No.
It's a leap year?
Are you serious? Yeah, it's a leap year. It's 29 days.
29 instead of 28.
Yep, that's exactly right.
This is a leap year. And you know what we're doing on this leap year on the 29th day? Having a freaking Instapot party.
Oh, that's right. What a great day for an Instapot party.
That is right.
Okay. I want to talk
about... Josie just got home from work.
Oh,
oh
my
right.
gosh.
She works late.
Wow. This isn't late. Well, I guess this is late. I get off of work at 9 in the morning, too. What time do you go to work, Josie?
Yeah, you go to work at like 4 in the morning.
Yeah. But that's okay. I mean, getting off at 9 is great.
All over
she
the
works,
place.
Oh, she's a hooker.
10 p.m. last night. Yeah, that's a long night. What in the hell?
Gosh, it's never what I want.
What is this?
It's rich bagpipers.
Oh.
But it's a stick.
Well, maybe you should plan that. Like, check it out a little better.
Well, maybe I'd like to plan things on the fly.
That's not planning. That's called winging it. Winging it, buddy. Winging it, winging it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Casinos. They take all your money like a hooker.
Oh, right. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but you leave there feeling less satisfied sometimes. Sometimes.
Literally, oh my brought God. Up and said, relaxing bagpipe music. Is that a thing? Oh, this is relaxing.
Why are you playing this for?
Because I want to talk about the Shamrock Stampede.
Oh.
Again, it's important.
Well, you better get some better music for next time.
All right, well, my Irish music is not doing me any favors today. And that's not cool.
Nope.
Why? Why?
I don't know. I don't know why.
I don't either.
I don't
it's
know.
It's all traditional. Maybe this is what it's supposed to be. Okay, this works.
That's better.
Aha! Hey, kiddies. I've got something I'd like to be telling you about. This is very cool. I will be singing the national anthem at the Shamrock Stampede. And this is coming up on March 21st. It's March 21st. It's Saturday, which is killer. It's the week after the parade, which is even better.
Yes.
And I saw that I have some, like, a discount code.
Right.
I have a discount code for the Stampede.
Right.
So if you want to participate in the Stampede, you can come. And I believe Dina Joe is going to start a team. The Stampede, all money raised goes to increase awareness to raise funds for all the organizations that help out veterans, first responders, and others break free of PTSD. So it's something that we are all about, helping veterans. If you've listened to the show, you've heard us. We've had several veterans on the show. And so we would like for you to come. It's in Castle Rock, Colorado. Fly in from wherever you are. Just fly right into Castle Rock. And it's going to be in the morning, obviously. There's going to be bands. It's a 3.3K and a 7K family walk, run, stroll.
Right.
It's going to be casual, fun.
You can dress
day.
Up.
Oh, definitely dress up. That's
There's
the whole
gonna
idea.
There's going
to
be bands.
I said the bands.
Oh.
I didn't say the name of the band.
Oh, I know.
Van Krulin. That's right.
You love it so
Van
much.
Krulin. I might have to make a mashup of some Van Crew songs to play just because I like doing that kind of stuff.
Oh. Where you could just find them and play their stuff.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. That'd probably be better. Oh, yeah. You get
Man.
Into it.
Yeah.
That got you there.
Did. Solo. Flute solo. It's Ron Jeremy. No, Ron Burgundy. Sorry. Wrong flute player.
Wrong Ron.
Wrong.
That was a wrong Ron. That was a wrong Ron.
That's right. So Classy Little Cupcakes also going to be there for sure. So come out to the Shamrock Stampede on the 21st. We'll be talking about a lot, but use the discount code. When you go to register, it's all uppercase, and it is Shamrock
Run.
That's just like the name, Shamrock Run. Do that. Do it. Do it right now.
Do
go
it.
Go sign up.
Do it.
In the honor of Classy Cupcakes, Dad, and all other vets who suffered and are suffering.
Oh, my gosh.
PTSD. Just
even the ones you have in your own family.
Or you don't.
If they were in the military, in the service, they got some PTSD.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Some kind.
Yeah. I think that's the only way you get in.
Well, becoming a soldier.
Yeah.
It's not our human nature.
It's very traumatic.
Da da da.
Absolutely. But we got lots of fun stuff coming up. We had Robert and Chris on.
Yes.
On Tuesday, and they explained the new gaming in the world.
If you can understand any of it, because we drank two bottles of whiskey.
Right.
Between the three four and a half
us.
Of us.
Nah, four.
You did it. Yeah, you were
I didn't. I didn't get it as much as you
no,
guys.
No, he was pouring them heavy.
Yeah, well, he's like a bartender.
Yeah, well, you should go
Your
to his
cup
bartender.
Was empty
yeah,
and
no
he
doubt.
Filled it up.
Go get drinks from him. He pours them heavy.
That was good. They're going to come back, and we're actually going to play a game, and we'll video live it.
Yep. And because we had that whiskey, I want to get Cody back in.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll do another wine whiskey
tasting.
With her.
Yeah, that's
and
a good
I
idea.
I think Irish whiskey. I'm going to.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea for St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
That's a great idea.
All right, writing that down right now. Go sign up for the Shamrock What, Shamrock Run.
I wonder how much she charges if we wanted to invite
the
people.
Shamrock Stampede. Go sign up for golly, I'm all over the place. Yep. It's shamrockstampede.com. Sorry, shamrockstampede.com.
Yeah.
That's important.
It's important. It's important. Let's see, what else do we got coming up? We have some guests coming on the show in the next couple weeks. And I have a fashion show coming up.
Fashion show's coming up in April.
I just made a dress yesterday.
Yes, you did. Yes,
I need
did.
To make like 50 more.
You're done. And that's all you got to do.
Just make 50 more dresses.
Bing, bang, boom.
I need an apprentice. You got some time? Got a day off? Want to come cut some shit out? Hit me up.
You know how to run a sewing machine?
Yeah.
Even just a pair of scissors?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I will. I just got the information, Josie.
Oh, yeah.
So I will post it in Swallow Nation. So if you want to join the VIP table that the ladies want to set up, get in on it.
Yeah, dude, definitely. It's always a great time. And the VIP stuff, you get drinks and
you get
snacks
a table. Yeah, yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
And like, well, you could even come to premiere night because that's Monday night.
Yeah.
And that's going to be at the Oriental Theater. That's going to be very big too.
But
I'll post all of it. Sean's going to be emceeing the shows, the ones that I'm walking in.
Yep.
He will be. Ooh, I'm going to make you something.
Yeah, you got to make me something good. I want him to get me a tux.
For premiere night.
For premiere night. Yeah, that's what I'd like.
Yeah, we'll tell her.
We'll see.
We need to just get you one. You need to just own one.
I know.
Right? How do you just own one?
You buy it.
It's so exciting. Yeah, it's going to be great. And then stay tuned because we are going to do a listener event party in the springtime, like maybe May, because it's usually warmer in May.
Is it?
Yeah, and then we can do it at the park.
We can?
Yeah, and we'll do like the flamingo party. And everybody bring something and bring a flamingo.
I love that.
You know?
I want an army of flamingos again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, here we go. It's happy last time. Thursday,
yeah, Josie. So yeah, you do. Come over. Day. Buy something.
It's happy. Yeah, get over here.
Thoughts Thursday. So go be happy today.
Men's Warehouse, yeah.
Happy thoughts Thursday. It's happy thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today because it's happy thoughts Thursday.
All right, folks. That's your job today is to go be happy.
I just want to encourage people to keep your acts of kindness going.
Yeah, don't stop.
I see them on Swallow Nation. I see them. We just did it 2 weekends ago. We went and busted out all the ice across the street.
That was last
week. Oh, last weekend from Connie's house.
Yep.
Because her husband John died. So keep your acts of kindness up. Everybody love everybody.
You should bake her something today.
Oh, I should.
Yeah.
If you guys have any questions for us, want to be on the show, have any different show ideas or guest ideas for people to be on the show, please email us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
And it's important that you give us feedback wherever you're listening.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's a like or a thumbs up or even a nice comment.
Yeah.
Throw us some pod beans is also acceptable. And thanks.
Share it, share it. Yeah, we're taking over the world, people.
That's right. One broadcast at a time.
Absolutely. Woo! We love you guys.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Goodbye. I hope you like what you just heard because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.